Welcome to The Deadline. I am Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. What in the world was that?
Well, I figured people are getting tired of screams, so I thought I'd throw something different in there.
Oh, we went, you know, National Geographic with a duck cracking or quacking. Lovely. So how the hell are you, Brian?
Oh, just as good as the last podcast.
Yeah? That's not much. Oh, well, at least I didn't ask you how your weekend was.
Well, actually, I should be the one glad I didn't ask you.
Exactly. Yes, we've covered that, you know. Anyway, I know by the time people are listening to this, Ghost World will have concluded, but I think at that point I'll probably be, like, shriveled up somewhere in an adrenaline-drained ball of blah, you know.
With a bottle of wine.
You know, I can't even drink wine anymore. It's so bothersome to me because I love, like, just like a nice light Pinot Grigio. And I went out a couple weeks ago, had a glass of wine with dinner. Kaboom. Sinuses clogged like you wouldn't believe. I was like, now it used to take two or three glasses to get the kaboom sinus clog. And now it's just one glass. Then if I really push it and have the second glass, massive headache. So this, but you know what still works? Seagram 7, you know?
Don't know, I don't drink it.
Well, I mean, it's a whiskey. I was like, I saw the whiskey I wanted the one time I was shopping in the liquor store. It's like very rare, and I get in there, and of course you always get some pimply-faced kids like, can I help you find something? I'm like, just please, go in the back and pop those zits and leave me. I'll figure out what I want, you know? God. So I'm looking, and I see the Tullamore Dew. But they only have the very high-end one of it, and that's going for like $50 or $60 a bottle. You know, it was like aged beyond recognition, some type
cool,
of deal.
Cool, I should've got it.
And I was like, no, I don't. I want just the regular Tullamore Dew, which should have been around $20 for a bottle. You know, that I could squeak out, but I'm not paying no $50, $60. So then I saw Seagram 7, and it was like on sale for $14.99. I'm like, well, you know what? It's an American whiskey. What the hell? It is even better in Coke with lime than my Captain Morgan's that I usually get, Captain and Coke, you know? So anyway, that's I don't know how we digress
wow.
into this. You see why you should never say, what did you drink? What did you eat? How was your weekend, Laura? Oh,
how was that wine I got you, by the way?
Yeah, how was that? You know what? I think I took it to someone, unless it's still in the fridge.
You re-gifted it? Wow. I get invited over for a meal. I bring you a nice bottle of wine.
Yes. You know what? It was a couple months ago when my son had his prom. I brought it to the family who was doing the hosting of the pre-prom party. You know why? Don't be offended, but I'm allergic to anything in the reds of wines.
Wow.
Rosés, reds. They have too many of the sulfites and everything, and the migraine
wow.
is in, it's instantaneous, so I apologize.
Wow.
I could not drink it. I just drink like Pinot Grigio, something very bland
that's
and clear.
That's it. You just get a gift certificate now to the liquor store.
That'll work. All right, well, I apologize, but I do have that allergy with the migraine, so. Anyway, let's move along to meeting announcements, shall we? We have the Central Jersey Division meeting is on August 1st in the Hazlitt Library, headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish, and that's located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Then we have August 21st in Hackettstown, that's the Northwest Division, headed up by team leader Dina Chirico in the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in the Blue Room. And then the Northeast Division, headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann, is on August 30th in the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. All meetings start at 7 and end at 8:30 and are free and open to the public to attend. So stop on in. Now, I should remind people, because this is cutting it close, as of July 28th, that is my last presentation on the Mysteries of the Paranormal, and that's going to be in the Old Bridge Library at 1:30 on Saturday, July 28th. Oh, and guess what? I will be doing the same presentation at the Central Jersey Division meeting in September. Now, their meeting, I don't have the September date, but it's always the first Wednesday of the month. So at the first Wednesday in September, I'll be down in Greg and Sherryville and doing the Mysteries of the Paranormal presentation. So that'll be fun. Oh, and if you show up for the meetings and you have any pictures or recordings, you can bring them for the Share and Scare segment. That's always fun. People like to get their stuff reviewed.
Usually.
Usually. Yeah. And you can always sign up for membership of the meeting, and you can do that on our website, too. You know, $20 lifetime, not bad. And even with the postage going up through the wazoo, I have not raised the membership rates.
Wow, you are just amazing.
I know.
Well, wait a second. No, well, you don't. Only at your meetings, really, should they sign up for membership. You tell them not to do it.
What?
Haven't you always said before,
No. Don't show up at a cemetery hunt.
Oh, a cemetery hunt.
And want to pay for membership and then go right on a hunt. No. You come to the meetings when each team leader has a sign-up sheet, always out and ready to be filled in and collect your money. Checks payable to ghost hunters. Cash is great, you know. The only thing I'm going to caution team leaders from now on, do not accept checks for under $10. It's just, it costs me more with the banking fees to deposit it and everything than it's even worth. I mean, somebody wrote a check for like $3.50. I was like,
for what?
I would, like one time this one kid came to the meeting, sweet kid, he wanted to write a check for like $4 or something, and I just gave him the book. I'm like, you know what? Take it. I've long since paid, because the books that I have in stock, people, just so you know, I pay for them out of my money, the Bank of Laura, and whenever they sell, you know, I have to take that money, and I put it back towards hosting fees and everything else
right.
for the NJGHS. So this kid, you know, I'm like, oh, just take it. The book's long since been paid for. It's going to cost me more to cash a friggin' check than it's worth, you know. But so team leaders from now on, you know, $10 minimum on a friggin' check, and, you know, if they want to. Otherwise, people can just PayPal it, you know. That takes a fee, too, but the fee is not as steep as trying to deposit and go through all that malarkey. So, you know, we are a nonprofit organization. I am trying to, like, float this thing, and, you know, you get a straggling membership for $20 here and there. You're like, okay, because, like, the virtual terminal for PayPal, $20 a month. So I need one member every month, a new member, just to cover our PayPal fees. And then there's network solution fees, there's postage, I have to run to Staples. I mean, this stuff.
Paying me.
Pay you, yeah, and all the driving I do to do the shows, and oh my God, it adds up.
I know. Especially sometimes driving all the way down to Cape May for an investigation.
I know. That was a killer, huh? And like, nothing happened that night. I got one orb, right?
Yeah. Oh, and the...
on video.
Ron got the cat. Wasn't that possible?
He got the cat EVP. Yes. Yes. Hi, Ron.
Of course, I got nothing.
But you were there. Oh, well. So, I guess we're just going to move along. We'll go to a commercial break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
I'm Jane Doherty, psychic medium and author of Awakening the Mystic Gift. And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Start making plans now to join us for the paranormal event of 2007.
The Halloween Spooktacular, October 27th, at the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor, author of 50 of the best-known books on haunted history, not to mention the Ghost Hunter's Guidebook.
Meet the rock and roll ghost hunter Keith Age from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked and Del Kazmarek, president of the renowned Ghost Research Society.
Join in the discussion with Rosemary Ellen Guiley and psychic detective Ken Berg.
Meet Becky Ray and Laura Moon, host of Darker Side of the Moon Radio. And of course, there's us.
The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, live from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
If that's not enough, folks, there's a free tour of the Greenwood Cemetery and big screen viewing of the 1932 classic movie, The Old Dark House.
There's even a haunted Decatur tour and a late night hunt of the Lincoln Theater itself, sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
Sitting is limited, folks. Make reservations now at www.prairieghost.com/halloween.html or by calling 888-446-7859. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express accepted.
It's not just spooky.
It's spooktacular!
Now it's time for Haunted Trivia. This is where you get to test your paranormal knowledge. Last week's question, where is the Lover's Leap of Indian Princess Michi located? The answer is Mackinac Island in Michigan. Now, if you were to look it up on the internet and see it spelled, you'd say, oh, Laura's wrong, it's Mackinac. But that's how it's written.
That's how a Joycean says it.
But no, actually it is pronounced Mackinac Island. Most people would recognize this beautiful island from the movie Somewhere in Time. The Grand Hotel, everything. It's exactly as in the movie Somewhere in Time. And in fact, annually there's a Somewhere in Time convention that they have at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. Mackinac Island is non-motorized. Everything is horse and buggy. You have to take this nice little ferry from the mainland over to it. And when you get there, they don't have any cars. They don't allow them. It's either horseback, bicycle, or a horse-drawn carriage. And so it's kept it very pristine, true to form, like the movie Somewhere in Time. You have that beautiful hotel. And they're still strict where, you know, gentlemen are required to wear jackets to dinner after 6 p.m. and the women have to wear dresses after 6 p.m. You know, you go, it's all like very like the old-fashioned highbrow stuff. But it's beautiful, and they do have the Somewhere in Time conventions there. So that's Mackinac Island in Michigan. And if you want to stay at the Grand Hotel, you can. It's beautiful. But just bear in mind, you better bring your dinner jackets, and ladies, bring your dresses, because every night you do dress for dinner. Okay. So anyway, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of a spoon-fed easy, okay? St. Charles Hall has a sealed-up bathroom on the fourth floor because it was the scene of an accidental death of a young male student who hit his head on the sink and died of a cerebral hemorrhage. In addition to the strange noises heard coming from this bathroom... Sorry. I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, man. Only you.
I know.
Oh, man.
The sink can never be cleansed of the blood stain. Those strange noises. Oh, my goodness. Another student committed suicide by jumping out a window after he was like, oh, man, that's if it sounds that bad, it must really stink. So, anyway, another student committed suicide by jumping out a window of the same hall. And his ghost is seen reenacting this death over and over again. Now, St. Albert's Hall on the same college campus has the ghost of a nun who died of illness there. Her ghost is seen at the top floors of this building, which is now a student union. Apparently, the ghosts of this campus, located in Helena, Montana, are most active when there is a heightened level of stress among the students, like exam time or emotional issues and traumas. What is... That's terrible, Ballsy. What is the name of this college? Okay, so what is the name of the college that has St. Albert's Hall and St. Charles Hall with these ghosts on there? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you will win what's left of the Junior Ghost Hunters t-shirt. Okay. So there you have it. Make sure you think this one through, people. I gave you a hint, Helena, Montana, okay? Now, make sure you stay tuned to the NJGHS website and sign up for our Yahoo groups, get the latest and greatest info, and keep an eye on the site for our cemetery hunt schedule as well. Remember, with the cemetery hunts, you must be a lifetime registered member of the NJGHS to participate, and like Brian pointed out earlier, you do not show up and pay for membership at a cemetery hunt. You do that online via PayPal through our website ahead of time, or you do it at a monthly meeting, and there's three meetings a month, so, you know. I don't know how much easier I can make this for you. And I think, we've got maybe 1 week or so to go, or maybe we're pretty much done taking registrations for Fort Mifflin. You might have to check the site for that, too, because yes. We might have sold out by this point. But I'm looking forward to that, though. I mean, I wasn't crazy about, you know, having to be in an all-nighter, non-air-conditioned situation in August, but after talking with Mark and Mark, you know, of Weird US and Weird NJ, and they were there, and they said they saw some pretty cool stuff happen, I'm like, well...
Oh, it's not good enough I bring it up, but no, you have to get someone else. All right, I see where my opinions matter around here.
I mean, it really, that was a little bit more of a sell-in for me, you know, hearing them endorse it, so...
Wow.
Well, so you know me.
All right. Hey, no, it's okay.
You know,
it's
fine. I'm sorry. I have this whole Princess and the Pea syndrome. I mean, if I feel like a granule of salt in my shoe, it will feel like a stabbing knife to me. I have to get it out. Whatever's in my slipper, in my shoe, I am very, like, picky like that. And I don't, and I've, with my head allergies and everything, I really don't like being in heat and humidity, and I'm not supposed to be in it. So being outside is not really fun for me. And then, for all you nature lovers, I'm not disqualifying the great outdoors and Mother Nature. It's beautiful, but I just am allergic to a lot of things. And camping for me is like pitching a tent in the lobby of a Holiday Inn. That's about roughing it as far as I'll go. So the thought of being in an all-nighter in like a bunk and, oh, bring your own sleeping bag, I'm like, you know what, screw it. I'll just pump in the Dunkin' Donuts and stay awake all night. I'm not going to sleep in that, you know, right?
I'm bringing one.
You're bringing a sleeping bag?
Yep.
For real?
Yep.
You're going to sleep.
You never know. If things aren't happening, I might take a little nap.
I could see a nap, you know.
Well, what do you think I'm going to nap on?
See, I would just, like, go sit in my car and nap.
Well, I don't know.
Are we allowed out, though?
I don't think we are.
Huh, bummer. Yeah, I think they do. They lock us in
yep.
for the night. Well, maybe I'll find a nice single guy to... No. to nap on.
Will you be my mattress?
Yes. Will you just like here, sit right here by this wall. Oh, that's perfect. Now hold your arm like that so I'll just flop up his bicep and snuggle in for an hour or so. Yeah, right. And I'll fart a rainbow shortly thereafter. Anyway. But we're looking forward to Fort Mifflin. So, remember to stay tuned to our website, get all the info.
They better have a good breakfast, too.
Well, they did promise breakfast. She said they actually give you a hot breakfast. I can't say what that's
toast.
Yeah, hot toast. Which, you know what? They technically don't have to do anything. They're going to provide you. They told you bring your own drinking water,
right?
Which is fine. But they said they would provide like juice and snacks throughout the evening. And after we do the whole flag sunrise thing, saluting the flag in the morning, you go to the mess hall and you get a hot breakfast. So I'm like, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Enough so I can just pump in coffee, offset an onset of a migraine, and...
Drive home.
And this is down by Philly, so that means I've got a 2.5-hour schlep easily yep. to get back up to H-Town. Ugh. Anyway, but it should hopefully... But you know what? If you get the full-body apparition, dude, it is, like, all worth it. I don't know if anybody has said they've gotten a full body there.
There's only one thing better than a full-body apparition.
What?
A full-body apparition that communicates with you.
Like a girlfriend?
All right. No more Dunkin' Donuts for you.
Oh, no. Well, I'm just trying to think. Are you talking relationship-wise?
No.
Was this a roundabout, like...
No, I mean, a full-body apparition is great, but imagine one in front of you.
Oh, so like you have Abraham Lincoln's ghost sit down and...
Actually talk to you.
And talk to you about the Gettysburg Address, not just recite it.
Yeah, and you're filming it all.
That would be pretty cool.
I think I would probably win all those contests that they have.
So if you could have your ghost of choice to like sit down from anybody, any ghost that you could have a conversation with, who would you pick?
Who? Jeez, of course it's something you have to be like, oh, right up.
Well, I mean, think, you know, I'm do, 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 do.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
isn't
it? I mean, there were a lot of great people that it would be really cool. I mean, think about like John Lennon. If you could just sit down for even 20 minutes and talk with John Lennon's ghost. Totally interactive, totally where he's coherent, cellular memory fully intact, and, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about that one. I mean,
and Lincoln would be cool.
Yes. I mean, ask him questions and stuff like that about things that happened. Or better yet, a pirate.
A pirate?
Where's your buried treasure?
Okay. Well, yeah, if you found one of those. But yeah, that would be neat if you could, you know, like, I know people usually think, well, I would rather have my aunt so-and-so or grandma or someone that they were a relative, but...
Right. Yeah, but I mean, like a real full body apparition, not, you know, like putting a Ouija board down or with a, or with a big, you know.
I mean, where you could, you're talking like being able to film it.
Yep.
So that way you'd have the evidence, too.
Yep.
You could play it over and over for all your friends to say, I sat down with John Lennon's ghost and this is the conversation we had.
He probably wouldn't be my first choice, but.
Well, no, I'm just throwing that out there. It's like, that is someone, I mean, I think if you were like, given, like, put on the spot with St. Peter and he said, pick somebody from heaven that you want to talk to, I'd be like, well, all right, you know, I guess John Lennon. You know, I mean, it's not like I'm going to pick Hitler or Karl Marx, you know. Oh, come on. Can you imagine a conversation with Anna Nicole's ghost? Oh, hi, boo. I'm haunting you. Hello. I mean, oh, God.
That's
that
scary.
Would be
you
over
do that
the
so
edge.
Well, though.
Isn't it?
Her roots are blonde.
Who else? Who else would be fun to talk to? You know what, people, if you have any suggestions, you're listening to the show, email us, thedeadline@njghs.net, because that'd be pretty cool.
Tell
we could read them.
Tell us who and why.
Yeah. Who would you want to, whose ghost would you want to sit down and chat with for like 20, 30 minutes, and why would you?
What would you ask them?
And yeah, because there's a lot. You can really get into this. If you start dissecting it and thinking, wow, and just think about the, you know, like, sometimes people even died before they got, like, a famous composer.
Right.
Who died before he got to finish a certain symphony. And you could sit down and ask him, well, how were you going to finish it? What was it going to sound like?
Or maybe, like, Mark Twain.
Yeah.
I forget what book he didn't finish writing.
Right, right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the title, though.
There was a play he did, The Mystery of Edwin Drood.
Uh-huh.
He didn't finish it.
Oh.
His last, it was a murder mystery, and he wrote
and
all
he
that.
Died
he didn't then write who the murderer was. So in the play, what they would do is they would stop it and say, okay, now have the audience vote who's the murderer, and they would continue the play from that point.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I remember that was a play. Mm-hmm. I heard of the title, but, huh. See, these are all the fascinating things you could sit down and think about. Even get insight. I mean, think if you could talk to, like,
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah.
So where did you get these ideas?
Wouldn't that be... I mean, that man was just way beyond, light years beyond.
Or Nostradamus.
Yeah. Say, instead of all these stupid little things you put together, can you just, like, tell me what it is, you know? But, yeah, I mean, it would be really... Or just to talk with Socrates or Plato.
If you could
not in Greek.
Him.
Yeah. As long as... Well, you know, they come through in spirit form. It would match your energy, so it would be whatever language you speak. But, yeah, you know. Oh, this is interesting. We could do a whole show on this. So, people, send in who you would talk to and why. And, yeah, we'll cover that. If we get any emails, we'll cover it on an upcoming show. That'd be very cool.
Won't hold our breath, but
I know, I know. I know. You know. Well, there's three listeners. I think last time we were up to seven, right?
Ooh.
Woohoo! Well, you never know. After Ghost World, you know, maybe more
Eight.
People will have heard of us. All right. Well, anyway, let's do our say goodbyes here so we can get out of here. It's time to go, people. Thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Our wonderful team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Laura Lindemann and Dina Chirico. Don Slepian, thank you, dude, for our wonderful theme song. He's located at donslepian.com. And, of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet The Deadline.